Today on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, a conference championship is at stake in our high school game of the week. The Lone Star State is the destination for today's locker room look back, and we've got a backyard brawl midget football style. Youth Football in Steelers Country starts right now. Hello and welcome to another edition of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. I'm Missy Matthews. We have an exciting show on tap for you today. Here's a look at what's ahead. Our cameras take a trip with Emmanuel Sanders to the Lone Star State, where the Steelers wide receiver gives us a glimpse of his former stomping grounds in this week's locker room look back. With colder weather upon us, several Steelers players teamed up with Project Bundle Up in the Salvation Army to provide some warm clothes for those less fortunate. And what happens when kids from one school district have to split its players into two teams? Well, a backyard brawl ensues. That's the backdrop for today's youth football game of the week between Blackhawk and Chippewa. But first, the Interstate Conference has been dominated by two schools over the last decade. Those being Greensburg Central Catholic and Jeanette, who combined have won 9 of the last 10 Interstate Conference championships. Well, this season, two different schools have emerged as contenders in the Interstate. The unbeaten Washington Little Prexies travel to Mount Pleasant to take on the 5-1 Vikings, and it's this week's High School Game of the Week.
It's huge. We faced them last year in the first round of the playoffs, and if we win tonight, good chance we'll be able to be conference champions.
Big games like this usually come down to a couple big plays, who can make that big play, and who doesn't turn the ball over and who can win that turnover battle.
Backs with three, one, two, three, back.
Put yourself in these situations right here. Big games, you've got to earn, and you put yourself in this spot. It's our style, physical football, everybody playing together, 11 guys is one football. We're in the position. Now, go out and take it.
Let's go, man!
Let's go!
Presses on three, family on six. One, two, three,
Presses!
Four, five, six,
family!
Continue to hold me, me!
Continue to hold me, me!
Can't be me!
Can't be me!
Coming into the game, Washington running back Shea McKenzie was the focal point for an offense averaging over 40 points per game. And on his second carry of this game, he showed why.
Run! Get to the ball!
There he goes. Just scream, just say, Mitch, Mitch, we got to help out though there. You saw it. I saw you point. Just get him over there.
Mount Pleasant, behind their misdirection style running attack, soon shifted the momentum back in their direction.
Keep it going. Go. 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 That's it. Good run. Good run. Good first down run. That's it.
Taylor Allison's touchdown made it an 8-7 game, but unfortunately for the Vikings, Washington's star runner was just heating up.
Backside. Backside.
Hey, move inside, man.
Come
play! Let's go!
In the second half, it was more McKenzie, and on the day, the junior tailback would rack up 295 yards to go along with three touchdowns. The little Prexy defense was stellar as well, thwarting any chance of a Mount Pleasant comeback. Washington topped Mount Pleasant 34-14, and with the win, they moved to 7-0 and clinched the Interstate Conference Championship, their first since 2001.
I'm very happy. My line blocked real well. Had, I think, 298 yards on the ground, and section champs. We wanted this so bad, and we got it.
I think that's the special thing about our team. We have Shai, who's a great running back, one of the best in the state, but we have other athletes that we can get it done through the air and on the ground, and I think that's really going to help us out when we go into the playoffs.
That's a great feeling. It was one of our goals coming into the season, but we got to feel good about this right now and maybe the rest of the weekend, and then we got to get back to work.
Time to find out where are they now. And this week we've tracked down a few former Whippeal players now on the defensive side of the ball. First is former McKeesport standout Delvin Simmons. He's now a starting defensive tackle for Texas Tech. The former five-star recruit has 8 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and 1 sack this season for the Red Raiders. Next is former Central Catholic star Dan Vaughn. Vaughn is a fifth-year senior linebacker at Syracuse, and the 2008 Big 33 selection has 7 tackles, 2.5 for loss, to go along with 1 sack on the year for the Orange. And Demetrius Cox, a two-way star last season for a Jeanette team who made it to the AA championship game, well, he's now a defensive back at Michigan State and has yet to play in a game this season. We know where Emmanuel Sanders is now, a wide receiver for our very own Pittsburgh Steelers, but coming up after the break, find out where he was as we travel with a third-year pro back to his hometown in Texas. You're watching McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. Stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. Steelers wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders was drafted in the third round in 2010 by the Steelers. But prior to that, he was a star wideout at SMU, where he finished his career there as the school's all-time leader in catches, receiving touchdowns, and receiving yards. And even before that, he was in Belleville, Texas. And that's where our cameras caught up with Emmanuel, and he was kind enough to show us around. Here's this week's Locker Room Look Back.
Right now, we're at my high school, Belleville High School, in front of the gymnasium. And I'm about to show y'all where I went to school at and where I grinded at. Right now, we're in the locker room where I grew up in high school, man. I think my locker was somewhere right here, man. Somewhere right here. I should sit right here. Get ready for 2-a-days. This team right here, these pictures right here, this is the best team to ever come through Belleville High School. Yes, I said it. You see him taking a picture of himself. That's him. He played running back here. That's my cousin, Josh Bryant. 03, we had one of the best teams. We should have won state. See that BV? That's Belleville Bramers. This is a Bramer bull right here. This is the mascot of it. I guess you come here and you just rub the bull head for good luck, baby. I need that luck. Before games, you come out, the band used to be playing. Oh, man, it'd be full of people out here. We had little pet rallies or whatnot, man. Oh, those was a good time. It's right here. He was my wide receivers coach, my flanker coach, track coach. Pretty much taught me my form of how to run. He used to always be on me, man.
All the time, man.
Definitely was a big part of the reason why I am where I am right now.
Like one of my sons growing up, I always kid around with my guys about I have all these sons on the track team, football team, and he was one of the first ones, I think. Just super proud of him. Always have been. Having coached somebody that's in the NFL now, because it doesn't really happen that often in the coaching realm, having a young man make it to the professional level.
That's cool, man. I finally made it up here, man. I got a plaque in Belleville, man. Hard work and dedication, you can go a long way, man.
My high school experience was definitely great. I wouldn't change it for the world. This is the path of pain, man. This is where it all began, from little league football to junior high football to even high school football. Had some good memories on this field. Got the long jump here. I remember at the Belleville track meet. I used to love that long jump. I'm a very versatile guy. You know, I don't just do just one thing. You know, I like to do several things. In high school, I actually, you know, I played in the band. Some games during halftime, you know, I would go out on the field and, you know, play the drums. I was very versatile. I have like 3 touchdowns in the game and then go and grab my drum set and go and play. And, you know, I was looking forward to both of them. You know, being out there on that field, drumming around, and doing things like that is the same feeling of scoring a touchdown, you know what I mean?
I remember, man, them high school games used to be so live.
Yes, it was.
So live. I'm telling you, it'd be the stands would be filled with people. You'll have people all along this fence right here just surrounding it, man, every Friday night. See, out in Texas, football is so serious out here in Texas that, man, if we had an away game, if we were going away somewhere, you can rob the whole city of Belleville, truth be told, because everyone is at that game.
That's right. It's crazy standing on this field because, you know, when you left school and you watch, you come and watch, you be like, man, what I would do to just get back out there on that field.
No question.
What I know now, you know, if I could just do it one more time.
Everything started, man. I played on this field from Little League, junior high, to high school. This field been good to me, man.
Still to come on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, we head to Ross Park Mall with over 30 Steelers players for this year's Project Bundle Up event. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It was a surprise of a lifetime for several local children this week. 35 kids from the Tarentum Salvation Army of Allegheny Valley got the chance to go shopping with a Steeler for winter jackets, scarves, and gloves. It took place at Macy's and Ross Park Mall, and it was all made possible thanks to the Salvation Army and Project Bundle Up. Here's a look at this year's shopping frenzy.
These 35 kids are having the night of a lifetime, getting to meet the Steelers players and at the same time shopping with them, getting brand new coats and hats and gloves. They'll remember this for the rest of their life. They'll go back to school tomorrow and brag to their friends and say, you know who took me shopping yesterday? So they will never forget this night with the Steelers and with all the supporters of Project Bundle Up.
Take it away. Like a Christmas story. See if you can find your hand in there. There we go. Plus, you look like a stone cold stud. So,
why you pick this one out?
Because I like that. It has green paint.
Oh, okay, that's your favorite color. Okay.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. I mean, it's a fun time of year. I've done it every year since I've been here. And it's just, I think, an important thing for the community, the Steelers, the Salvation Army, helping kids in need, you know, make sure they're bundled up properly for that forthcoming winter. I mean, it's been getting cold the last couple of days, so I can only anticipate. So the opportunity to come out here, hang out with these kids, go shopping, it's a lot of fun. I think, you know, the kids get to hang out with us one-on-one and more personable. I think it's a lasting memory for them and for us as well.
We love the partnership with Salvation Army and the Steelers. We've been doing this since 2001, and we love the fact that the Macy's Foundation money stays right here in Pittsburgh, and we help local children. It's a great honor to be able to do this and help them.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Don't forget you can catch Steelers players and coaches each and every day on Steelers.com Live. The show features exclusive content, highlights, and analysis weekdays at 4 and following each home game. On Friday, you can get involved with the show on Twitter using hashtag LiveAt4 to submit your questions. Again, it's all on Steelers.com. Coming up after the break, our youth football game of the week. It's the Blackhawk Cougars versus the Chippewa Indians on Youth Football in Steelers Country, presented by McDonald's.
Yeah!
Don't forget, a new episode of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country premieres each and every Saturday morning at 10:30. We'll be with you all season long with the best in youth and high school football, plus much more. Again, that's Saturday mornings at 10:30 right here on Root Sports. Our youth football game of the week features the Blackhawk Cougars taking on themselves. Well, sort of. The district has two youth football organizations in Blackhawk and Chippewa. And it creates unique situations, such as kids in the same classroom wearing their respective team's jerseys and even neighbors on opposite sides of this friendly rivalry. Well, there are no rules dictating who must play on which side. Parents just simply choose. And our choice is to show you how the game unfolded in our youth football game of the week.
It is very exciting out here today. All of these kids that are playing now go to Blackhawk School District, and part of them play for the Chippewa Indians and part of them play for the Blackhawk Cougars. So it's a friendly rival between the two teams.
They have two programs. They both go to the same school, but we have a lot of kids, so they have two opportunities to decide which team they want to play for.
We're going to have a lot of fun, right? We work hard every day in practice, so we're going to show that, all right? We've got to score points. We got to celebrate. We got to have a lot of enthusiasm.
The reason I coach mostly is to teach the kids. At this level, the 5 through 7 year old players that are the twerps need the most development and the most organization. And I feel that's a way to give back to the community.
These are kids that are 5, 6, 7 years old that are going to be together for the next, 10, 12 years. And some of them, if we're lucky enough, will be friends for the rest of their life. What you learn on the football field, confidence, teamwork, and commitment. What we teach on our team is this stuff carries over into the classroom as well. Our boys are accountable for what they do on and off the field as a team. So we spend a lot of time teaching these kids not only the fundamentals of sports, but the fundamentals of life.
It's important that these young kids have a great experience. Winning is important, obviously, like always, but it's not the most important thing at this level. It's important that the kids learn some fundamentals, have a great time, enjoy the game, and want to continue on with their careers.
My son Connor is a little twerp here on the Chippewa Indians, number 22. And my older son is a termite, number 42, Brendan and Connor.
You know what? I love watching these kids play. Mm-hmm. All these kids put in so much time, and they just love the game.
We just enjoy coming out here, watching the kids, and having a great time.
It's the teamwork, the brotherhood that starts so young. Watching these coaches work with these kids, and it starts from age 5, and just, Western Pennsylvania football. And they watch these bigger kids playing high school on Friday nights, and that's what they want to do, and here we are.
Next week, the Western Pennsylvania Youth Football League is in its inaugural season, and we highlight two teams from the league in Midwestern and Beaver. You can catch that next week on Youth Football in Steelers Country. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll see you again next week for another edition of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. Thanks for watching.